12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Brave the dark woods of folk horror with us in this Vasen actual play, The Hidden North. Remember, 12-sided stories are always story heavy, rules light, and full of fright.
Hello, I am Wes Otis. Welcome to The Hidden North, episode number 14. I have some wonderful players with me. Let us start with Candace.
Hello, everyone. My name is Candace, also known as Candace Magnificent. My pronouns are they, she, and today I am playing Hildegard Brunson, our resident creepy doctor, also they, she.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Greta Nielsen, she, her, and yeah.
Wow.
That's all I got.
That's like when you're driving on a road and you don't realize the bridge ahead of you has been knocked out and suddenly you're in the air because you're like, wait, it ended.
You know, my brain thought I had more there and it just didn't happen.
No, it's all good. Saint.
Hello, I am Saint or Saint Spider, and I have been playing Sieve, our occultist, and yeah. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Solidarity.
All right. I see we have a pattern here. Piper.
Hello, everyone. I am Piper. I am playing Elizabeth Purse, who uses she, they pronouns, who is our writer of the party. And currently they are very, very scared and facing down a big, big, big obstacle.
All right. So this is a great place for a recap. In the last episode, we had our solo episodes where you got to peek at everybody else's background, which was really cool. There was a lot of good insights on all of those. Before that, when everybody was together, Steve and Hildegard were at the police station checking out a corpse that ended up being a changeling. And while doing an autopsy, it was a horrible situation. He had been nailed to a wall underneath his chin, and so his neck had stretched down. It was pretty horrible. But even worse was when Elizabeth and Greta went over to the asylum to talk to Linnea and found that everybody there had been killed. They followed the tracks out of the asylum. On their way out, the locals came up with the police officers and saw what had happened at the asylum and saw these two leaving the asylum and like, hey, what are you doing? Then suddenly, for some reason, Elizabeth, the writer, decided to use plot armor. This was insulting in a way to the GM. Just like it's like, fuck you, you can't do anything to me, so I'm just gonna, like, yeah, look, I'm gonna go up on this tree and jump on a branch really hard like a kid, and nothing's gonna happen to me because I'm immortal. And then they followed the troll into the forest, leaving the GM with many decisions to think about over the next couple of weeks about how to react to such petulance. But anyway.
And you're not going to be vindictive, right?
Not at all. I'm totally above all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Definitely.
I would never spill such tea. All right.
Wow.
So the two of them decided with their plot armor to stop into the woods that I have made very clear were dark and scary to find Linnea and the troll. They found a cave and they hid and threw a rock to make the troll come out. The troll came out, smelled around. I said, hey, anybody a Catholic here or baptized? And unfortunately, Greta was. The troll turned and started running towards them as fast as it could to attack. And that's where we left it last time. We're going to start over with Hildegard and Siv. You're all downstairs. You're looking at this deceased changeling. And suddenly upstairs, you hear this big commotion. There are people running around, yelling something about murders. And you hear a lot of people leaving all at once. What do you want to do?
I think Hildegard gives the face of this changeling a bit of a caress and leans in close and whispers something to it that Siv can't hear, and then turns to her.
Okay, so we have some information, not a lot of it, but it seems like people upstairs are having some kind of problem. Perhaps we should get out of here too?
Yeah, we might be in danger. Let's go see what's happening.
All right, you go upstairs and you find that there's only two or three officers, the older officers that kind of deal with the desk work when people come in and that kind of thing. There's probably maybe 10 officers total in the entire Uppsala at this point. And like there's a night watchman and there are patrols at night, but it's just a few people. And it's not all night long. They leave around like 12 or something. So it's still very much that kind of a small town vibe. And you get up there. What do you ask them?
Hello. Yes. What is happening? Why is the pandemonium?
There's reports of murders at the asylum and that everybody there is dead.
Steve just looks struck.
The others are there, yes?
They just sent everybody over there to keep. There's a mob outside that is upset something about Castle Gillenkreutz.
We have to go. Thank you so much.
Hildegard just kind of like waves him away and grabs Siv by the arm and just hauls ass out of there. Immediately just runs out into the streets, kind of looks left and right, and then tries to head to the asylum. Do we see like the destruction?
When you run over there, you see a large group of people in the back of the asylum, and you see a bunch of police officers lined up in front of them, trying to keep them from actually going in to see what's inside. You do see a large handprint that looks like it would be the size of like a troll would do on the side of the building right next to the back door. There are definite drag marks and blood away from the asylum. This is actually a good place to jump back over to the other two. Elizabeth and Greta, this thing is running towards you. You can use your agility to try to flee. So I believe, let's see, for agility, unless you want to try to fight it, I mean, which is...
No.
It's up to you.
No.
So physique, agility is physique. You add physique with it. So if you have any agility, and then you add your points of physique in it.
No one is falling for your trap.
I mean, I think we already did.
That's fair.
That's fair. I have one success.
That's all you need.
I have no successes. I have such a low physique.
Okay. You start, do you have agility at all? You don't have any points in agility?
I have 1 point in agility.
Did you add that to your roll?
Yes.
Okay.
I only have a 3 physique. I rolled 4 dice.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Piper, Elizabeth beats feet and just starts running as fast as you can. And you hear a scream behind you. And then this really, I'm going to give you a chance. Let's see, Michelle, because you can dodge this thing. He's going to swing at you. Okay, so unfortunately, again, it's agility. So to avoid his attack, you must make an agility roll.
Okay. Nope.
You hear a horrible scream and then silence.
I think Elizabeth will turn on their heel to look, assuming that Greta was right behind her, hearing the scream and then silence, just to see what's happening.
It looks like the troll hit Greta in the head and is picking up one of her legs and dragging her back to its cave. If you look closely, you can see that she is breathing.
All right. Elizabeth, I don't think would leave Greta behind in this case. Elizabeth looks around the area, seeing if there's any bones or anything that she could throw at the troll just to get its attention.
Yeah, there's debris and stuff on the ground. There's rocks, and there's probably a few bones of past meals, so.
All right. Elizabeth is going to pick up one of the bones and say, hey, and is going to...
Wait, stop right there. We'll be right back to you. All right, so let's jump over. Guys, there's a system to this, trust me.
Horrid!
So,
horrid!
Let's jump back over.
I just want to listen.
Let's jump over to Hildegard and Sieve. You see the drag marks. You see the bloody handprint. You see the crowd that's very upset. They don't notice you because you're behind them all. You approach from the back. What do you want to do?
If they haven't seen us yet, could I use observation for hearing?
Yeah, you don't need to make a roll for that, definitely. Basically, there's these really bizarre shouts that it's Castle Gyllenkreutz's fault. They, you know, none of this happened before. The reason mothers are being killed is because of black magic, that kind of thing. You hear these little grabs and you hear the number of like people dead, and they're thinking there's at least 30 to 40 people dead in the actual asylum. You could sneak around to the front. It would require a stealth roll to not be seen by the crowd if you wanted to. You could also just simply walk through the crowd and go talk to the police officer that you talked with probably inside. It's really up to you. What do you want to do?
So maybe it's better if we're not seen by everyone at this moment. They seem really, really agitated.
Yes, I think I agree. I also don't know if we should be wasting time talking to someone here, or if we should just follow these marks. If they are screaming like this and they are upset and agitated, maybe our people are already gone and not inside.
Steve's stomach, just one stomach, she only has one stomach, drops.
Totally normal.
She didn't know for a long time because of her long bovine family tree whether she'd only have one stomach or several.
Boy, that a very fast metabolism. Why?
See, I'm over here like, did Wes tell you to be a Vazen? Don't do it. Everyone will get mad at you if you join the other side. Trust me.
There's always two. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, sorry, I'll give it to you clean. Steve's stomach drops at the thought of that, but she nods, kind of gives a little shaking of courage, you know, when you just like when a dog shakes off stuff, but it just didn't look that cool on her because she is a bipedal. She's like, okay, I guess maybe we can sneak around the side and follow the trail.
I think that is what we should do. And I understand you are much smaller than me, so please feel free to use me as a meat shield if you need to.
Well, that's sweet.
No one is going to mess with me.
And she like straightens up to full height and cracks her knuckles and just kind of like shakes her shoulders out like they're ready to fucking go. And they kind of look at you and start to move.
See, I've had a little flutter of I don't know what inside of her at seeing that display. Very cool. But yes, okay, so we'll start the sneaking sequence.
Okay, 9 out of 10 people will, of course, respond to Hildegard with fear. That 10th person with intrigue. Mm. All right, so.
As they should.
Wow, you crack my bones? Tell me more. So would the two of you give me a stealth roll, please?
Okay.
Yeah, you must.
Well, do we get a bonus? Wait, no. Right, that's fear.
No, that's fear.
That's fear. Okay. I was like, how can I help someone else be sneaky? I don't know. I don't have an invisibility cloak. Not this time.
No.
So in this game, if I get a 5, that's success, right, Wes?
Wrong. Wonk, wonk.
Well, then, no, I didn't get any successes, so.
Oh, do you know nobody got any?
No, I got one.
As you're walking away, you hear one of the members of this mob turn and go, hey, look, there's one of the Gyllenkreutz people now. And literally 30 people turn, and you're not sure if they're actually carrying pitchforks and torches, but it has that feel to it. And they start coming at you like a wave, and you are not far from the woods. So they're chasing you towards the woods. Do you want to run or do you want to stay where you're at and fight your way into this melee? What is the pick?
I mean, we were going to follow the drag marks into the woods anyway. So I feel like we should just let them help us.
Okay. We will get back to you in a minute.
All right.
So let's jump over to the others. Elizabeth, you have found you were looking for a bone, right?
Yeah, just something to pick up and throw. Not at the troll.
Okay. So you pick up, let's say, a femur, and you throw it away from the troll. Like, where are you trying to hit towards?
Elizabeth is trying to hit towards where the cave is, just to get some echo. So under precision, there's ranged combat. So I'm wondering if I could use that.
Yeah, if you want to use ranged combat, you can.
I would love to, considering I have 5 dice in it.
Well, Jesus.
In total, yeah.
You know, Michelle had 5 dice in, was it 5 or 4, sweetie?
4.
It was 4.
Ah, that's why you failed. Okay.
Elizabeth will take this and with a 6... throws the bone to kind of get that echoing sound off the cave.
All right, so you hit the cave and there's this echoing sound. The troll stops for a second and it looks at Greta and then it looks at the cave and it's got its club in the other hand and it puts its club right on top of Greta's sternum, then looks at her foot for a second, which has a shoe on it, takes the shoe off, and is looking at her foot like, do I need a snack before I go deal with this? Now, let's jump back over to the other people. Okay, so, Hildegard and Siv, you are running away from these people. Siv, you made your stealth roll, so I'm going to say that you're far enough away that you're able to slip into the forest. Hildegard, you need to make an agility check for me while you're running, okay?
Okay.
Just a couple of toes to hold me over, exactly.
I was thinking, how good are the prosthetics at this time?
Not good. Unless you're a pirate.
I mean, I can hook you up with one. 6. I mean, Hildegard can hook you up with a prosthetic that's pretty high quality.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I got 1 6.
That's fine, that's all you needed. You're running away from this crowd, and Elizabeth, you start hearing the sound coming from Uppsala of these yells, and the two of you slip into the woods, and the crowd hits the forest border almost like a wave. Like, they hit it and then they kind of go back, and they're not willing to go into the woods. They've been told it's a really bad idea, it's dark, it's dangerous, so they stay away, but they just stand outside of it and are kind of obviously upset. The troll puts down the foot, turns towards the cave, and starts to walk towards the cave. You all are running. Are you still running in the forest, is my question.
Like a brisk, maybe no longer sprinting, right? Because we don't know where we're going?
I think I need a luck roll in this situation. I don't think we should do, because I want to know if you're making so much noise that the troll will hear you. I just think we need 1 luck roll. And I think because it's Michelle's neck on the line, that Michelle should roll it.
Yeah.
Fine.
Michelle, roll a 6-sided, and 1, 2, 3 is bad, 4, 5, 6 is good.
Come on, Michelle, we need a lantern.
Yes.
3.
No!
Excellent. All right. So right then, Elizabeth, you hear Krunk and the Empress coming through the forest at high speed, making a ton of noise, and the troll turns towards the area that you're at. I'm going to say they can't see you, because I think that Elizabeth would be smart enough to stand behind a tree or something, but they definitely hear Hildegard and Siv running through the forest. And it turns around and starts walking towards where you're all at. It picks up its hammer again, or its club. It doesn't seem concerned about Greta getting up and going anywhere at this point. What do you want to do, Elizabeth?
Seeing that the troll is coming closer, Elizabeth is going to try and skirt along the edge of the trees to try and sneak around, kind of taking this opportunity of noise, probably not knowing exactly who it is or what it is. So it's like, okay, I've got to continue. I have to rescue Greta. Elizabeth will attempt to sneak through the trees, getting as close to Greta as possible with the aim to pick her up to try and get her out of here.
Awesome. So I need a stealth roll?
I would love to give a stealth roll. It's my favorite thing.
A little high octane Vason this morning.
Unfortunately, the sneaking doesn't go very well as I rolled no successes.
Okay. So you're trying to go from tree to tree. You can tell that it's seeing you, but it also is hearing Hildegard and Sieve. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to roll to see which one it's going to go after first. Okay. It sees you. You can tell that it sees you. It's watching you go between, but it's still going forward. And then suddenly out of the bushes, Sieve comes out running with Hildegard not far behind. And Sieve, you're face to face, like literally 2 feet away from an 8-foot tall troll that's at least 4 feet wide.
Okay. So she takes, when she registers what's happening, stops moving very smartly, puts a hand behind her as she feels the momentum of the amazing and strong Hildegard behind her. It's like, and he's there. I'm trying to think in a split second because we've seen trolls and I would know what to do maybe with a troll because of the occultist stuff, but in real life I've got no idea. So in a non-metagame way, is there an occultist type thing I could do?
That's a good question. Above game, what do you all know about trolls? You know that sun freezes them. You know they hate the smell of baptized people. I don't believe either of you are baptized. They do take physical damage, but they are very strong, but they're not fast. He is not going to be a fast runner. And I would say that you would know that the best thing to do is run away and possibly split up so that it can't get you both in one swing would be my suggestion. I would say you would just know that from your studies. You don't have to really make a roll for it. So if you want to run, you can. And I don't know if Hildegard is carrying a weapon at all or anything that could be used as a weapon. As a medic, do you have like a cleaver or anything?
Yeah, I have a doctor bag with equipment. I like to imagine her with both the hammer, like to knock limbs back into place, like a little like doctor hammer, and then like a bone saw.
Right. I would also imagine that you have scalpels of some sort.
Yeah, I've got small items too. I've got scalpels, I've also got like dressing and stuff like that too, because she was a field medic, so she has like emergency equipment.
That makes sense, yeah.
What were you going to ask, Saint?
Oh, I was going to say, okay, so my thought, again, it's above game, whatever, we'll make this work, but I've got good, decent range combat. So my thought was that I would request a sharp object from Hildegard to throw at the troll's eyes.
That is going to be difficult because it's right in front of you. So you're going to have to make a decision of like run away or try to use force to hit it. And then Hildegard has to decide because Hildegard could draw something from their bag if they wanted, but they have to make that decision. But we'll get back to that decision in a second. Elizabeth, you have made your way around. You have seen Sieve and Hildegard come out of the woods, and you've also seen that the troll is right up on them. You've made your way over to Greta, and you can hear something going on in the cave. Sounds like someone's moving around or something is moving around in the cave.
Elizabeth looks down to Greta and is going to kneel down and gently try to jostle her.
Okay. Greta does wake up after you pat her on the face a little bit, and she opens her eyes.
Hi. Are you okay? Probably not.
Not really, but I'm in pain, but...
You also feel something in your mouth.
I reach in my mouth and pull it out.
It's a molar.
Oh, well...
There's a lot of blood.
I guess that answers that. I put it in, like, a pocket or something.
Above game, you found a molar from Elizabeth from another time. This is all new going forward. So Elizabeth lost her molar the last time. This time, Greta lost it.
Yeah, but I'm going to hang on to mine. I put it in my pocket. And I'm like, We got to get out of here.
It looks like both Hildegard and Steve are here, but there's someone inside the cave. You get to safety. I'm going to see if I can help.
Okay.
I'm going to say you have one condition, Michelle.
Okay. I will say battered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to start trying to stumble my way out of the forest.
Awesome. You also hear all of this noise coming from the cave as if someone's moving around in there. I think we should jump back to the other two real quick now that Greta's moving. Are you running away, Steve?
After all that, yes. I'd say he's too slow. Let's split up.
So you need to make an agility roll for me to see, because he's going to swing towards you as you're running away.
Right. So it's just my physique.
It's your physique and agility if you have... Oh, it's just your physique. Oh.
It's just my physique. So.
Same,
maybe
homie.
I should have tried.
Same.
All right.
One fell on the floor.
Oh God, we need to get you a dice tray.
No, it's been years.
It's been years. We need to get you a dice tray.
Years.
Well, I failed, so at least you know I'm honest. And
I know you're honest.
Technically, that one fell on the floor, and you could.
Did you re-roll the floor one?
I didn't.
Go for it. You can re-roll it. You should.
Floor dice only count if they're crits.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
It's an unwritten rule of all RPGs.
Everyone knows.
Plot armor, crit floor, die rolls.
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of crit, I just got a snake eye, so you know.
All right. Well, cool.
Never cool. mind. We tried. This is the beauty of the game.
Did our best.
Go ahead. Did you make yours, Candace?
Oh, I also have to agility.
Yeah. If you're running, or if are you going to try to attack it?
Wes, don't be ridiculous. No, I didn't make my agility check.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, do we just both trip over each other's?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Basically.
1, 2 is Steve, 3... Actually, that's a good idea.
No.
I don't like this excitement I'm hearing.
So you both missed your agility rolls. If I roll a 4 on this 4-sided die, you trip over each other and just land on the ground, okay? Otherwise, 1 is Steve, 2 is Hildegard, and 3 is reroll. 1 is Steve. All right, so it goes after Steve. It was the Steve was the first one out of the bush. So it turns and swings towards you. Now, you can evade. The agility was to escape. It is another agility roll, but it is at least a chance.
Yeah, it's not like I just accept my fate yet.
Right. I don't know if I have enough six-siders for its attack, though. Give me a second.
Okay. Pain. Probably literally in a second.
I don't understand how we got here. Things are going so well.
Wait, we just ran that it.
I just like to remind you of 2 words. Plot armor.
Don't trust the writer. Don't trust the writer.
It's okay. You're the only one who really has to live to tell the tale anyway.
So. I'll write about all of you.
I can't kill anyone, but I can make it really difficult.
Whoops.
All right, so what'd you get? Did you evade this attack, just so I know?
Oh, why? I thought I was waiting for... Sorry. Oh, my God. Okay, let me go.
Oh, wait. No, you're okay. It swings at you, and even with all the dice I get to roll, it misses. So it swings right over your head. You feel wind come over your head. Hildegard, you are running the opposite direction. You see that it swings towards Steve, but Steve makes it away and runs out in the forest. You also see Elizabeth off in the distance, approaching where you all are at. The troll is kind of looking around, like, which way do I go? And what do you want to do before the troll acts and Elizabeth act?
I'd like to get the fuck out of the way, but try to make sure that, see if this troll, if I can disorient this troll.
Okay. You're far enough away from it. When you made your agility roll, you became one zone out of its reach anyway. So all of you now are officially one zone away from it. So instead of being, you know, point blank right up next to it, you're far.
Okay. I think that then Hildegard is going to try and get the attention of the troll. They take the hammer out of their bag and bang it on the side, like on the bottom of the bag that kind of has like that kind of like wood or a metal thing at the bottom, and start banging it like, "Oi, hello, guten Tag, troll. I am over here. Come away from there. Come away from there right now." And she's like yelling at it like to get the fuck out of there to hopefully give the others an opportunity.
Can you roll manipulation for me, please? I'm going to give you a bonus of +1 because German is a very scary language and even accent. And so I feel like you get a +1 for that.
Oh, danke schön. 9.
Oh,
nicht.
So it does look over at you, but it's
traurig.
It doesn't seem to turn towards you. Greta, you're getting up, and right then you spot a second troll starting to come out from the cave looking for its partner. It's lunchtime, and he's wondering where his partner is. And
the troll isn't single?
No, the troll has a partner.
Wow. Hildegard is hurt. That hits too close to home.
They are a couple. They are a couple and trolls. So the second troll comes out, and he's looking around for his mate, while the other one is standing in the woods not far away. As Greta's making their way out, second troll yells towards the first one. It's some language you don't know. It's all very guttural. And so the second one in the forest, he turns around and yells back and kind of points towards Elizabeth, and then points over towards Hildegard and points towards Siv. And second troll that's come out starts to run. I'm going to give them trollish names, what would be good. Let's see. Instead of troll one and troll two.
Like Gork and Snort?
Gork and Grog. Gork and Grog. So Grog starts running towards Siv. Gork, what? Piper? Were you going to say something?
No, sorry. I'm in my mind's eye, I'm like trying to figure out where they are. I'm like, okay, here we go. Here's here. All right.
Yeah. So basically, if the cave is the center, right, and the Uppsala is in front of the cave several yards away, let's say 300 yards away, the edge of the forest is probably a football field away. I love how I have to use that as the measurement. Grog, the first one, he is in the edge of the clearing where Siv came out, and Gork, who came out of the cave, he is looking around at what Grog is doing. All of you are at far distance right now from both of them. They would have to run to you to close that distance. So if you all just ran in different directions and tried to meet up, you would probably be able to stay away because trolls aren't fast. But you know Linnea is still in the cave. Let's start with Elizabeth. You see Gork come out. I don't know where I came up with Gork. And you see Grog over there, very upset that you've bothered his partner. And what do you want to do?
Elizabeth doesn't know what exactly a troll might want more than food. However, maybe some deception might work. Instead of just running and hiding, Elizabeth is going to try and take out a compact of theirs. It's like this kind of like rusted bronze compact that they have always with them. And they take it out. They kind of hold it up at the troll and point to it and say, "Do you want this? It's very fancy. Really nice. Might be tasty."
It looks at you for a moment. Give me a manipulation roll.
Oh, that's not great. We'll try. I did get one success.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Gork stops for a second and looks at the compact and looks interested.
Elizabeth opens it up. It's got like little pills inside.
It starts to walk towards you, not in a aggressive way. Still, it's a huge troll that's 8 feet tall. Let's jump back over to you in a second and find out what Grog and everybody else does. I'm going to say that everybody else is going to go first and then Grog because they're slower. Let's talk to Greta real quick. Greta, You're slowly walking as quickly as possible away. You notice that Gork isn't coming towards you. He has been basically intrigued by this object that Elizabeth is showing. And what do you want to do?
I don't think I'm in any condition to do anything other than just keep going towards the edge of the woods.
Okay. Okay.
Just kind of limping.
So we'll say that you're out of it for right now.
Well, with that being said, I will, with my academics or whatever, besides...
make a learning roll or something.
I know nothing because I got fives.
Actually, if everybody would like to make a learning roll, I will give everybody a chance to make a learning roll for this situation. Piper, what'd you get?
I got 1-6.
Okay, cool. Steve?
Same, 1-6.
And Hildegard?
No.
All right, so the one thing that you both, I'm only going to give you one thing. It's late morning, almost lunchtime. So, Elizabeth, you're holding a compact with a mirror.
Oh.
If you get in the right place, you could do some damage. So, all right, Hildegard, what are you going to do?
Hildegard is going to try to get over to a place where light is kind of peeking through the trees and attempt to aim it toward the trolls. She clearly doesn't want to cause damage to them as they're kind of in their habitat. We're entering their area.
But they did enter yours. Let's be,
right.
You know.
They do want them to chill the fuck out, though, and not harm the rest of their companions.
You feel bad about killing the lion that came into town and drug off four people, but they still came into your habitat and ate you, so.
Right. So, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even then, I'd put the lion in a bag, spin it around 6 times, and then let it go and figure out where to go.
Hey, look, if you lose a toddler every once in a while to save the wildlife, I'm okay with it.
I mean, you know, posterity.
Going to hell. All right, so, yeah. So what I want to do is, if you're both doing that, Elizabeth, are you going to try to use the compact to reflect sunlight or no?
I think... realizing that that kind of like comes in, I think Elizabeth was unsure if they'd be able to find any sunlight, but that kind of popping back into her head is an idea like, hey, you haven't opened this compact in a long time. It's got a mirror. We should use this. I think Elizabeth will start backtracking very slowly, looking up a little bit, trying to find some sort of beam of light that she can utilize.
Okay. So you guys are backing up a little bit. Grog has turned and looked at Gork and is wondering what Gork is doing and is forgetting about Steve. Steve, what are you going to do?
Ah, great question. So I probably haven't registered that they're...
doing what they're doing.
Doing something light, yeah, light related or whatever. But the music thing pops into my head. And as I... realize that the attention isn't on me anymore. I do want to get another space away from the guy. The guy.
He's a guy. Attacker. He's just a troll guy.
Troll guy. Get away from me, guy. So, yeah, I want to first just do that.
Okay.
Is that a stealth roll or is...
No, he's paying attention to his partner, not you.
Or Steve is going to kind of just sneak away and make sure she is unseen, that is lost track of where I am.
Do you want to head towards the Uppsala as well or no? Or the cave? You could do the cave if you wanted.
I forget that we don't know that Linnea is likely in there.
Correct. You don't know that Linnea's in there right now. You have no clue why Elizabeth and Greta would run into the forest at all. Seems quite
baffled.
Baffling, yes.
Yes.
I don't think Elizabeth and Greta know why they went into the forest.
So, Steve, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I want to step into the shadows. And my next move will be a little weird, but I want to start humming that song, that lullaby we heard from the cabin.
Okay.
I didn't give myself super great pipes.
Hey.
Vocally, but let's see if it works. So.
Anybody can learn to sing. And I think with all of this happening, that this is a great place to stop this episode. We will come back and see whether or not the trolls are affected by the sunlight they're about to try to fire, or, you know, just have a little tune going on. So thank you all so much for playing. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun to watch you all running around trying to avoid trolls.
That's my day to day, Wes. I'm still on Twitter. That is my day to day.
Anyway, where can we find you wonderful people? Let us start with Piper.
Hi, I have been Piper and will always be. You can find me at my Twitch channel at Matihi for bi-weekly games of What We Do in the Shallows, which is a 5e queer romance game with Candace. And you can also find me on Chaotic Wholesome every Saturday right now. Hopefully it will still be going on, playing a rat named Moose, and it's a great time, also with Candace. And you can also find me on Twitter at Maddie Matihi. That's MattyMatiEhee. And that's me.
Hi, I'm Saint Spider, have been playing Sieve, and if you want to find me online, you can't. So go into the Discord. If you ever have any questions, you can tag me in there, and I'd love to chat about whatever shows. You can, however, find me in the wonderful and massive and great back catalog of 12 Side Stories as well. Check those out if you haven't.
Hello, my name is Candace, also known as Candace the Magnificent. I have been Hildegard Brunson. You can find me at the Candace Marie on Twitter and Blue Sky, as well as at Candace the Magnificent pretty much everywhere else. I've been whatever about posting on Instagram. Gonna try to do more. If you want to hear more of my work, as Piper said, you can hear me in What We Do in the Shallows, as well as Unlikely Heroes, The Ghost of Greymog with them. You can also hear me in Bloom and Blight, which is a magical girl, Girl by Moonlight podcast, as well as Partial Veil, if you like horror, which I'm sure you do if you're here listening to us do terrific and horrifying things. You can listen to me in Partial Veil, which is an audio drama that is like cosmic horror meets Fargo. And sooner rather than later, you can hear me in the Three Black Halflings AP, The Herald of Shadows, wherever you catch your pods.
So I'm going to actually add to Candace's, because I think we all forget about YouTube in general, but Candace does sometimes post YouTube videos about ice cream reviews and things like that.
Oh my goodness, I'm going to start again soon when I have some.
Yay! Okay.
Yeah, there's new ice creams to try.
I'll be honest with you. Candace has said that before, and I think if we start following their YouTube, she might actually do it. So
that's true. Your chances are better if there's demand.
Pressure. Yeah, if there's demand, there's no pressure here. I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just saying that if we followed Candace on YouTube, maybe we get more ice cream reviews out of them. That's all I'm saying.
There's like a weird collection of Jenny's ice cream fall flavors, including bay leaf cheesecake and miso. Ooh, so trust. Wow. You want me to try them so you don't have to.
I saw Parmesan and chicken ice cream yesterday. I was like, what are we doing, people?
Wes, you didn't send me a photograph?
Yeah, I'll try to find the thing. I don't know what we're doing here.
Californians have the most ice cream options out of anybody, but other than, well, New Yorkers, those two, y'all have the most ice cream choices. I have to ship it in, which ain't nobody got money for that.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, and like we have a lot of Oreos out here that should not exist. So let's keep going. Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on the socials at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you go to DriveThruRPG and click on or look for Plate Mail Games.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on all of the different socials. You can also find us as 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories on all the different socials as well. If you're on Twitter, like I said, try to find us on Blue Sky or on Instagram or on Facebook. You can also find us on our website, which is 12sidedstories, all spelled out, .com. You can see all our shows on there, take a look at the different cast and what we're doing, all that. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you soon on the next The Hidden North. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.